I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Victory over the Washington Redskins. I was telling Bobby and Mike during the pregame, hey, this defense hasn't quite been tested. Victory's over Sam Bradford and the Cardinals and a hobble Aaron Rodgers, a loss to Andrew Luck and the Colts. They got shredded tonight. Let's look at some of the numbers. Drew Brees, 26 of 29, 383 in the air, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 153.2. Targeted 9 receivers, including himself, for 1 reception for 1 yard. It was just that kind of night. And there's something about primetime Drew. When he's in primetime, he does some special, special things. Mark Ingram in his return, his first game action of the 2018 season. 16 attempts, 53 yards, 2 touchdowns, a long of 9 yards. Alvin Kamara, just 6 attempts, 24 yards, a long of 9 as well. Taysom Hill, 5 carries, 23 yards, and 1 touchdown. Drew Brees, 2 attempts, 1 yard, and of course Teddy Bridgewater getting the cleanup mop-up snaps, the victory formation, 3 attempts, minus 3 yards, of course. We know why. How about the night from Tre'Quan Smith? 3 targets, 3 receptions, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns, and of course the record breaker for Drew Brees, passing yardage leader, 62-yard touchdown reception from Brees, his first of his career. Mike Thomas tonight, 5 targets, 4 receptions, 74 yards. Cam Meredith, starting to see him grow up a little bit in this Saints offense. 5 receptions and 5 targets, 71 yards, a long of 46. Ben Watson contributing, Josh Hill, Mark Ingram, Austin Carr, Alvin Kamara. Had a bit of a quiet night overall, just 4 targets, 3 receptions. Look at this, average yards a gain for the New Orleans Saints, 7.1 to the Washington Redskins of 4.7. Total net yards for the Washington Redskins, 283 for the Saints, 447. Saints defense, once again, pretty strong on third down, 4 of 13. First downs for Washington, 18 to 27 for the New Orleans Saints. And at one point in the first half, the Saints had 15 first downs in the first half. Incredible. Nice game in terms of penalties for the Saints. Kept it down for 4 for 45 yards. Time of possession dominated by the New Orleans Saints, 33 minutes to 17 seconds. And what do they have? Turnovers. The Washington Redskins coughed up the ball twice, 1 for the New Orleans Saints on a Cam Meredith fumble. Alex Smith was harassed all night long. You saw some really good things from Marcus Davenport. Best night, I think, on defense, Vaughn Bell, 7 tackles, 1 assist, a combined 8 tackles. And another nice night from A.J. Klein, who's playing well after not playing too well the first game of the season. A.J. Klein and DeMario Davis both having pretty good nights at linebacker. Looking at some of the one interception, Justin Hardy, 1 interception for 77 yards. Alex Smith threw it right to him practically. It was poorly underthrown. Give credit to Cam Jordan. He continues to show up. Got another sack tonight. He was disruptive in the running game. Marcus Davenport also got another sack tonight. He's coming along in the Saints defense. I'm telling you, if they start peaking at the right time, this Saints defense and this team, the way they're running on offense, that's what? I mean, they scored 33 last week, 43 today, 40 in the opener. Were they 21 in week 2 against the Browns? This offense is rolling right now. I don't know how Drew Brees is not in the MVP conversation. I know there's a lot of football to be played here, but it's the only accomplishment he has left in his career to get that MVP trophy. It's the Toyota Locker Room Show. K-Dawg's Big Dawgs of the Game coming up next here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Well, well, well. What an uneventful night, right, guys? Drew Brees becomes the all-time leading passer in the NFL, and the Saints win big over Washington. 43-19, your final score from the Superdome. Drew Brees on the night, 26 of 29, 363 yards, 3 touchdowns, and still no interceptions on the season for number 9. He enters the annals of NFL history as the all-time leading passer, passing both Brett Favre and Peyton Manning on his way to number 1, just another night in the Big Easy. The Saints move to 4-1 with the victory. They have won 4 straight. Washington drops to 2-2. They still lead the NFC East, the Saints on top of the NFC South. Elsewhere, in the NFL yesterday. Lots of action all over the league. The Bengals with a 27-17 win over the Dolphins. The Bengals are now 4-1 on the season. The Bills pull off a surprising upset of the Titans, 13-12. The Cleveland Browns win two games in a season for the first time in 3 years. A 12-9 overtime victory over the Ravens. The Lions knock off Green Bay 31-23. The Chiefs remain unbeaten on the year, 5-0 after a win over Jacksonville 30-14. The Steelers help us out a little bit by beating the Falcons 41-17. Atlanta drops to 1-4 on the season, squarely in the cellar of the NFC South. And the Carolina Panthers get a win off the bye week. They move up to 3-1 with a 33-31 win over the New York Giants. Chargers over the Raiders 26-10. The Vikings knock off the Super Bowl champion Eagles 23-21. The Eagles now 2-3 on the year. The Arizona Cardinals get their first win of the season. They move to 1-4 with a 28-18 victory over the 49ers. And the Los Angeles Rams remain perfect in the NFC at 5-0 with a 33-31 win on the road at Seattle. So the Rams sit at number one in the NFC right now with the Saints right behind them, a game back at 4-1. Remember, the Saints will play the Rams November 4th right here in the Superdome, so they control their own destiny completely when it comes to catching up to L.A. So one more bye week coming up for the Saints, and then after that they take on the Ravens in Baltimore. The Ravens now at 3-2 after that loss to the Browns. That's your NFL scoreboard, sponsored by Miller Lite. Now back to more of the Locker Room Show with Christian Garrett.
K-Dogs, big dogs of the game. The Saints win 43-19 on Monday Night Football. Drew Brees is the passing yardage leader in NFL history all time. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Potentially have Drew Brees here live momentarily. K-Dogs, big dogs of the game. Let's start with the obvious one. Drew Brees, 26-29, 363, three touchdowns, no interceptions, 153 quarterback rating, and also breaking Peyton Manning's all-time yardage passing record. But how about Justin Hardy? Another big dog right there. Pressed into action after Marshawn Lattimore left the game with a concussion. P.J. Williams was hurt. Comes up with a 77-yard interception return, setting up the Saints. It was already a blowout, but hey, look, that's doing a lot when you are predominantly a special teams player. You're pressed into action. You come up with a big turnover and flip the field. Also, Marcus Davenport playing well. Another tackle for a loss, a sack. Cam Jordan, he's always in that conversation for one of the big dogs. And Mark Ingram didn't have the spectacular night, but just a good to see his energy. I'll give him a big dog. 16 attempts, 53 yards, two touchdowns. And Tre'Quan Smith, I'm not leaving you out. Three targets, three receptions, 111 yards and two touchdowns, his first two of his career, and that record-breaking 62-yard touchdown reception for Drew Brees. And we saw history in the first half of that ballgame after a big, big night from Saints quarterback Drew Brees. All right, let's see how it all unfolded here tonight. 43-19, the Saints win over the Washington Redskins. That was a beatdown and a half. Saints won the opening coin toss, elected to defer. Saints defense, three and out. Mark Ingram caps off a six-play, 64-yard drive with pay dirt.
Drew Brees under center, first and goal from the two-yard line. Mark Ingram, the lone tailback, he takes the handoff, puts his head down, and across the goal line. Touchdown, Mark Ingram, and the Saints with an opening drive touchdown here in New Orleans.
Saints scoring defense big tonight. The Washington Redskins take the next possession, 15 plays, 56 yards, but that D buckles down in the red zone, forcing a Dustin Hopkins 37-yard field goal.
Dustin Hopkins, who was in camp with the Saints a few years ago, out to attempt the 37-yard field goal. Snap is down. Hold looks good. That kick is up, and it is through the uprights. The Redskins pick up a field goal.
This is where the wheels started to come off for the Washington Redskins. 13 plays, 75 yards, 6 minutes, 59 seconds off the clock. Drew Brees, a second quarter touchdown pass.
Brees comes out under center, I formation, fakes the handoff to Ingram, back of the end zone, Josh Hill, touchdown Saints.
The Redskins answer back with a long field goal, Dustin Hopkins, 53 yards out.
His first attempt over 50 yards this season, and it is up and it is through the uprights. The New Orleans Saints lead it 13-6.
Next Saints possession, again, common theme here. 10 play drive, 75 yards, 4 minutes and 53 seconds off the clock. And once again, Mark Ingram punches it in for his second TD of the night.
Exact line into the eye. Mark Ingram, the tailback. He'll take the handoff. reaches for the goal line. Touchdown, Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram ties Joe Horn, fifth all-time touchdowns for the Saints with his 50th touchdown, and the Saints take a 19-6 lead.
Saints defense coming up big again, getting the Saints the ball back just before the half, 20-6. The score when Drew Brees carved his name into the NFL record book.
Brees has completed passes to eight different receivers already. He starts in the shotgun, drops back, looks to the far sideline, wide open, Traquan Smith. And Traquan Smith is going to go to the end zone. Drew Brees has done it. You have just witnessed history in New Orleans. Drew Brees is the NFL's all-time leading passer.
One play, 62 yards, 10 seconds, 26-6, the score at the time. The Redskins answer back. Alex Smith dials up his own number deep inside Saints territory.
Four receivers on the numbers to the right of Alex Smith, and he's going to run it. He's up the middle, and he's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Alex Smith for the Washington Redskins, and the score is now 26-12.
Saints offense and Drew Brees had the cutlery set out, continued to carve up that Washington Redskins secondary. Five plays, 74 yards, and Drew Brees says, he treated me well one time, let me go back to Traquan Smith.
Brees in the shotgun, first and 10. He drops back, has plenty of time, throws down the right sideline, caught Traquan Smith, touchdown! 35 yards, Traquan Smith with touchdown number two. Greg Stroman unable to stop the pass, 35 yards and a touchdown, and Drew Brees and the Saints offense is rolling here in the Superdome.
Then it was Taysom time. Taysom Hill. Drew Brees at wide receiver. He punches it in from 1 yard.
Taysom time.
Taysom Hill.
Get in the end zone,
in the shotgun. He's joined by Alvin Kamara. He rolls out to his right. It's a design run to the pylon. And Taysom Hill is in the end zone. 1 yard touchdown run. And the Saints take a 39-13 lead here in New Orleans.
Extra point would be good. Also, Will Lutz kicks a 44-yard field goal. We'll make it 43-13 at that point. And then a garbage time touchdown for Kamari Bibbs and the Washington Redskins.
Second and goal from the Saints' 1 yard line. Joshua Rebus checks in a D tackle. And Capri Bibbs is in for a touchdown off left tackle to narrow the lead 43-19.
That would be our final score. The Saints are now 4-1. 43-19. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
The mouth of the South. The Big 870 WWL New Orleans. 105.3 WWL FM and HD1 Kenner New Orleans. A radio.com station.
Let's go back to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Saints quarterback Drew Brees standing by.
I'm a threat out there, you know? Yeah, and the Taysom Hill package continues to evolve. So at some point, I don't know, I might be catching a pass. We'll see.
What was that like after you break the record and your family's right there? Obviously, you go over to you just explain the emotion.
Yeah. Well, first of all, just coming into the game, obviously knowing that it's there and it's possible, and just trying to stay very focused on the game and just executing, you know, each play one at a time, but knowing that, you know, slowly you're creeping closer and closer, and just not knowing when or how that's going to happen and what's going to be transpiring in the game, and, you know, just the momentum and just different things, right? And so when we tried out there for the 2-minute drive, I knew we were within striking distance. Felt like, you know, if we threw a bunch of balls all the way down the field, if all those were passing yards, then, you know, we'd probably eclipse the record. And didn't know it was going to happen on the first play to Traquan, but I don't think it could have happened in any better fashion than it did. And to have then that moment with my teammates on the field, the offensive line, it played out even greater than I ever could have imagined. I tried to rehearse the scenario in my mind this week just so I could, you know, just so I could really focus on the game. But to then have the moment with Sean and Mr. Baker from the Hall of Fame and then my boys and my wife Brittany and my daughter Rylan, that was just, it was incredible. Yeah. Yeah, so in Ted Ginn's absence, Traquan stepped in and did a magnificent job. Obviously, he had two really big catches tonight for touchdowns. So credit to him, and just the way that he's, you know, come along here in his rookie season, really made a ton of progress. And each and every week, especially within the last couple weeks, just feeling like, man, this kid can really help us, can really be a big part of our offense. Just need to continue to evolve. And we've got some other pieces as well. You know, we got Mark Ingram back. Cam Meredith is coming along. And so we've, you know, I feel like we've got a lot of weapons. I feel like we have a lot of ways to spread the ball around and be really productive. I did. In true Peyton fashion, he always is very creative. I appreciate. Spoke with Favre, you know, 2 weeks ago, after the completion record, after we did that in Atlanta, and then I'd gotten a text from Peyton and Archie and Cooper, and spoke to Eli last week, and really got, I guess, best wishes from the whole family. So that was. Really classy.
With Mr. Baker, whether it's at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, going to the hotel room, the white gloves, is there something that makes players emotional?
it's usually good news, right? it's hard for me to reflect too much right now, just because my career's not done. There are still goals to be accomplished. There's still challenges to be met. And so I'm still very focused on that. And yet when something like this happens and I can, you know, there's so many people that are responsible for that can be a part of that. It makes me happy. You know, it makes me proud and it makes me extremely grateful. Extremely grateful for the opportunity to play this game, to have played it as long as I've been able to play it, to have wound up here in New Orleans, which, you all know that story. So it's just been, it's been an unbelievable journey, and I'm just so grateful.
You said you rehearsed it in the mind. It looked like you got pretty emotional on the field. Rehearsing?
No, yeah, I mean, I broke down and cried a bunch of times this week. I mean, just thinking about so many things. I mean, I feel like when you have kids too, you even get more emotional. Just because I get emotional when I think about them, and being a father is obviously the greatest responsibility in the world, and I want to be the best father that I can be for them. I want to set the best example I can for them at all times. But I think about all the people who have influenced my life in such a powerful way, and you know, there were so many of those people that were here tonight, you know, that witnessed this. So many people that I spoke to this week that are a part of this. And so many others still that I've yet to had a chance to reach out to, and that time will come. But, two of the people that had the biggest influence on my football career, certainly, and who I am growing up, are my mom and my grandfather, and they're in heaven. You know, they're no longer here, but I know that they would be proud. I know they're watching down on me, looking down on me, watching over me at all times, and my kids as well. And so... You know, you start thinking about a lot of things when it actually happens.
And we talked all the time about how long you think you can play. You had your highest completion percentage ever. I mean, almost a perfect passer rating. I mean, how do you feel like you're playing as good as you can?
Yeah. Well, my kids motivate me to be better, because when I throw the ball to my son Callan on the couch, he always tells me I'm not throwing it in the right place. Don't you, Callan? Say, come on, Dad, not here. I want it here. You know, he wants like the outstretched one-handed catch on the couch. So, you know, they're my toughest critics, you know, so they keep me honest.
Was there a specific thought when you looked at the crowd and your family and the Hall of Fame and everything? Just the crowd, was it just a combination of everything you just mentioned, or was there something specific about the fans that you thought about?
Oh, I mean, it's... 13 years brings back a lot of emotion, or a lot of memories and a rush of emotions. I love this city, love this fan base, love the Superdome, love the environment that our fans create on a weekly basis when we play here. And there's really no fan base like it. I mean, it, it, obviously the bond that we share as a team with our fan base is unlike any other, I think, in all of professional sports. And they're just so passionate, and you know, I wanted this as much for them as anybody. No, you know, it was really a new play, a new thought, just this idea that, you know, you kind of flood a zone and, you know, maybe somebody pops open and that's basically what happened on that play. There was a lot of, you know, we kind of threw Alvin out there, threw Mike out there, and just started, you know, running guys all over the place, and I think might have got them a little bit confused, and trick one popped wide open. That's a gift from the QBs. I have. Are you talking about in the bag, or are you talking about what he's holding? Well, that's a bottle of tequila. So we'll enjoy that when the time comes. No, just I think last time I checked it was 178 text messages, so we'll take this bye week to get through all those. All good? Thanks, guys.
The Saints quarterback Drew Brees following historic night in the Superdome. The Saints win 43-19. Over the Washington Redskins. All right, stick around. Here we go. The Point After with the Cajun Cannon, the founding father of the Houdat Nation, Bobby Hebert, up next. You can jump in the conversation at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. That's a wrap for the Toyota Locker Room Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Toyota, let's go places.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.